Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Snake House Records, my nigga. I done brought a nigga with me that's, he on that real thugged out shit, you know what I'm saying? Once you go let them niggas know what you about.
Coming with a vision to hit you niggas with nothing but militants. Never hesitate to bring it into your residence. Coming to bring a message. Lyrically, I'm the president. Snake House, lyrically murder you with no evidence. Cause I'll be damned if I lose in the game. People say I lost a couple screws in my brain. Mama homie niggas in the news every day. Feel up on niggas and watch I put the ooze to his ways. I gotta make it in the land of the law. So I dig like a pass the toy. And if it's drama, I'm gonna blast the toy. Cause I ain't never gonna stop this and off. Like I'm cast the toy, I'm in a zone. I see too many niggas die in the game. But I know I'm surviving the game. So when I'm alive on the stage, show the niggas some love. Cause otherwise, why is it game? Too many people hating, it drives me insane. Spit up in and letting it slide in your veins. Put your hands high to the sky. I've been sick of that 9 to 5, this is every night, every day. Cause I know I gotta make it in this rap game. Cause I'm in the fast, I ain't feeling it, I'm feeling the track. And niggas all in the face in the back. And I'm the king, and I'm coming for the crown, I ain't giving it back. Ain't nobody gonna replace the max, when they can face the facts. They're gonna stop them when a snake attacks. I built this from the ground up, coming to give you what you need. Give me money, please, let me lace the track. I got a story to tell, I'm trying to reach every one of you. And plus, I'm trying to put my city on the map. So if you stand between me and that, it's a face-off. So I'm carrying my city on my back.
You don't wanna face off, you don't wanna face off. You don't wanna face off, we'll blow your face off. You don't wanna face off reality and snake. You don't wanna face off, we'll blow your face off. We keep the gully man, we keep the gully man, we keep the gully man, yeah, we keep the gully man, we keep the gully man, reality and snake.
Living with my niggas gains to begin to be. Figures you want niggas change for a little G. Aim in the energy. Do what they get in me. Explain to the little G. Do what you do to me. You aim as they get to be. Crack another hit you ain't to they get to be. But I take a nigga for day. But if you really want to come with it, probably pain. Believe me, I ain't gonna broke. You motherfuckers, I never really ever even heard of a fuzzy. But I hop on that track, I got some fuzzy. I'm giving them a new bomb. I never come across them niggas like them. And I'm a nigga wanna come and get it. And we get to your money. This shit is so funny. We're stealing the money for everything they got. And everyone with it.
You don't wanna face off. You don't wanna face off. You don't wanna face off. We'll blow your face off. You don't wanna face off, reality is snake. You don't wanna face off, we'll blow your face off. We keep the gully man, we keep the gully man, we keep the gully man, yeah, we keep the gully man, we keep the gully man, reality is snake.
it's a face off. Baby, it's a face off.
Everybody come together and listen to Shrill. Too many niggas end up in prison to kill. So many niggas is waiting to get a deal. Got my foot in the door, got me waiting to get a meal. The industry is waiting for me, I can feel it. Niggas know when I'm on the microphone, I'ma kill it. Give me a second to shine, got you niggas pressing rewind. I'ma grind, coming at me and I'ma get it. And I ain't T-double-O-T, don't be taking pictures of me. I'm thugging it out, the type of niggas that'll run in your house. And be like, give me everything you got, nigga, with a gun in your mouth. It's thug life to be the death of me. To my dead niggas, rest release. And I'm alive and I'm blessed to be. And I'ma throw a nigga best relief. My face on off against anybody who wants to make best relief. I'm on a money making mission. And only niggas making money can listen. And don't believe the hype, cause this ain't a movie like Bellagher. Sometimes I feel like everybody's shit. And niggas fucking with the Coca-Cola on a Motorola lane and the kind of show can doja. And I probably would hope to know you, cause I'm probably sitting on the couch holding the remote controller. Omaha, Nebraska, the ozone. Ice cream man, he's gonna get a snow cone. I ain't master deep, but I master the deep. And I'ma hustle when I gotta get my flow zone. And I'ma rip a nigga's face off if a nigga wanna start with me. Cause you don't wanna talk to me if you ain't even got a heart to be. A real nigga, do him like BG, don't talk to me.
You don't wanna face off, you don't wanna face off. You don't wanna face off, we'll blow your face off. You don't wanna face off, reality is made. You don't wanna face off, we'll blow your face off. We keep the Kelly man, we keep the Kelly man. We keep the Kelly man, yeah, we keep the Kelly man. We keep the Kelly man, reality is made. It's the face off, baby, it's the face off.
Yeah, Snake House Records coming for you for the 06. To my nigga Snake, stay free. One love.
Welcome to episode 262 of the Murder Master Music Show. You were just hearing the music of Snake Lucci featuring Reality, Snake House Records. Got the homie Mac J in the building. How you doing, Mac J?
What's up with the prayers? I'm cool. Just
chilling and shit.
Yeah, man, we, you know what I'm saying? We got contacted by some cats, and they told me about this guy out in Omaha, Nebraska, named Snake Lucci from Snake House Records. Now, what makes this guy's story unique is, you know, you heard the music. The shit's banging. But the guy, he's in the penitentiary. He's actually been locked up since 2008. And, you know, I was able to chop it up with his people. We were able to network a bit. And we got an exclusive interview with this cat from behind the wall. You know what I'm saying? Very humble individual. As you can hear, very, very talented. Now, I know about Omaha because, you know what I'm saying, writing for Murder Dog, we used to do features on different artists from Omaha. With, of course, Lon Mack. He's one of them, Game Tight. There's a whole bunch of guys over here. There's a huge scene. And they kind of got a combination of different sounds. You can definitely hear some West Coast influence. You can, of course, they got that Midwest, that Chicago, that Rapid Fire, maybe a little bit of what? Memphis. But they got hard street music. You know what I'm saying? Real hard street shit. I don't know what the newer guys are doing over there nowadays. Snake, he goes back a while with it. You know, like I said, he's been incarcerated since 2008. You know, he goes back far enough to where, you know, the pre-swag era. So I don't know if there's any swag artists over there in Omaha. All I know is when I knew about Omaha, there was talented fucking guys out there. They were just getting slept on because no one thinks of rap music in Omaha, Nebraska, unfortunately, because, you know, there's no big, you know, major record labels out there, and, you know, it's just one of those places, like a Charleston, South Carolina, or one of those spots, you know what I'm saying, that got slept on. But Snake, you know, he's from there. I did an interview with him, you know what I'm saying, he called me, and we actually made it happen. And we're gonna actually get into that interview, and we got some more songs. But if you want to find out more about him and hear more of his music and actually get his River City album, go to ugsforlife.com. Click on the first picture you see. That's Snake Lucci. It's a review of the album River City. But also, go to snakehouserecords.com. Make sure to check out over there. He's got a whole bunch of music, a whole bunch of songs you can check out. And the guy is, you know what I'm saying, he's super cool, he's hella talented, very, you know what I'm saying, very humble. You know, he, like I said, they didn't have to reach out to us, you know what I'm saying, so we are definitely honored, you know what I'm saying, to not only to interview, you know what I'm saying, talented artists from a different area that we haven't really fucked with yet on the Murder Master Music Show, but also to support a guy that's behind the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We hope he comes home very soon. But I'm going to play part one of this interview. It's about a good 20 minutes or so. Check it out. Then we're going to come back with some more music. We're going to chop it up a bit. And we got another segment of the interview. More music, you know what I'm saying? And then later on in the show, me and Mac are going to actually talk a little bit about this Afrika Bambaataa situation that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You called in the Star Show the other day. We'll get into it later. But, man, it went from one person accusing this guy of child molestation to now possibly hundreds.
Yeah, man, that shit crazy.
Hundreds. I mean, this is like the hip-hop pedophile priest or something. I don't know. It's, you know, like I said, the man hasn't been convicted yet. We can't say he's guilty, but at the same token, this is all I'm going to say on it right now. The same token, if I had these types of allegations brought up against me and I was innocent, I would be in the media 24/7 defending my name. And
yeah,
trying
I
to,
have
to
address it.
Clear, yeah, exactly. And every chance I get, I'd have to. Because, you know, that type of shit is so serious. I don't give a fuck what your lawyer says to do or you know, whoever. Oh, I'll be quiet, don't say nothing. No, that shit is so serious that if you didn't do it, you should address it. So if you are innocent of these charges, you need to be out there talking about it. But we're going to get into that a little bit later, you know, a little new segment of the show. And then also, we're going to talk about, you know, you got a new show coming out on Saturdays. You know, not coming right away, but it's coming soon. We're going to talk a little bit about that, too. Give people a little bit of taste of what we can look forward to. And, you know, we're gonna be right back. So check out this interview with Snake Lucci, Snake House Records, straight from the penitentiary. Unfortunately, you're going to hear the one-minute warning and all that. But, you know, we got it done. We got a hell of an interview done. You're going to hear about a guy from a new area. Actually, it's not new, but it might be new to you because you might not be in the Omaha scene, but you're going to be now. This is Snake Lucci. We'll be right back.
An inmate at Anamosa State Penitentiary in Anamosa, Iowa.
You must listen to this entire message before entering a selection. To accept this call, press 5. To refuse this call, hang up now. To block this call and all future calls, press 1. You may enter a selection now. You may begin speaking now.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Snake? How you doing, brother?
Going on. Just chilling, man. It's a little early. Hopefully that's all right.
Oh, no, it's all good, brother. It's all good, man. We'll go right into it, man.
Okay, cool.
First and foremost, I want to thank you for even considering us, man. It's a huge honor.
Yep.
And I also want you to tell the people currently where are you residing right now?
Okay, right now I'm in Anamosa State Penitentiary in Anamosa, Iowa. It's 406 North High Street, Anamosa. You know, I just came from the Supermax, which is ISP for Madison, Iowa. And, you know, my points went down, so now I'm here in the maximum medium. And, yeah, I'm just sitting here. You know, I should be touching down, God willing, you know, in fall, so.
And how long were you in for?
Well, I've been incarcerated since 2008. I had two separate delivery charges, one in Nebraska and one in Iowa, and they boxcarded, which means, you know, they ran it consecutive back-to-back. So when I was done with my Nebraska time, I came out here around 2011, November, and then from there to now. So, you know, all, a total of 8 years.
Now, you've been in there almost a whole decade.
Yeah.
What has changed for you the most as a person through this whole experience?
You know, for me, it gave me a time out. You know, I was moving fast out there. I was hustling. I was selling cocaine. The money was rolling in fast, so I didn't really respect the money. And it kind of changed me a little bit, you know, and it just gave me time to sit down and think. And it's a humbling experience, you know. Sitting in here, you know, I burned through all the money and then invested in my music, luckily, so that's still floating. But, you know, just gave me a chance to really respect the money and respect know, sharpen my craft in the music, you know, writing lyrics, putting together songs, what's hot. And also, believe it or not, you know, I sharpen my craft in tattooing also, being incarcerated. So that's another thing I'll be doing when I step out.
Are you looking forward to opening up a tattoo shop?
Maybe eventually. Really, my dream would be to open up a clothing store, a little skate shop and clothing store, a little hip-hop underground, street clothes wear type thing going on, like an urban wear / skate shop, and, you know, sell local music out of it, and just, you know, maybe a tattoo shop down the road, but, you know, I'm working on so many projects that that's an idea, but it ain't really my top thing.
It's not, yeah, definitely. Well, you got a lot of stuff going on, and one of the reasons you're on the show, obviously, is because you're a musician, you're an artist.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about your music and also your city. What kind of style does Omaha, Nebraska have, you know what I'm saying, coming up out of the Midwest?
That's a good question. You know, originally, a lot of the Omaha rappers, the ones that kind of paved the way was a group called Full Clip. And, you know, I got to pay homage to them real quick. And, you know, it started out as like they had a West Coast style, and then it started to kind of morph into a, I don't know, it's a mixture of things. There's a, you got a backpacker type of conscious rap thing going on, and then you got a couple people that's on the, like a West Coast style type thing. Since we're in the middle of the map, there's a little bit from each region influence and kind of mixed together. Me personally, my music's more of a lyricist type of style, East Coast flavor, mixed with a little bit of beats from everywhere style, kind of combined. And sometimes I like to mix a little bit of rock sounds, play with different sounds and stuff. But overall, as a whole, there's a lot of lyricists in Omaha that are just, you know, diamond in the rough.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are one of those spots that's kind of, like you said, a diamond in a rough, because there's huge talent over there.
Yeah.
Cats like Lon Mack and you know, at Murder Dog back in the day, they went over there and featured a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
Are a lot of them guys still around today?
Yeah, actually, Lon Mack, he goes by Lon Meezy now. He's got a clothing line called Money Time. You know, he's doing his thing. He's still dropping CDs. You know, as a matter of fact, it's featuring one of my artists, Table, on there. Can't think of the name. It's like a group, I can't remember the name. I just heard about it today, actually. But, yeah, he just dropped a group album. Just look up. You can probably Google Lon Meezy and find it. Or Game Time Records. But, yeah, they're doing their thing still. They're still grinding.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, what about yourself, Snake? When did you get involved in the rap game?
Well, you know, it's something I've played with for a while. But as far as Snake House Records itself, it was I'm the CEO, and I founded it in 2004. And, you know, it was myself, originally just going by Snake, and now lately Snake Lucci. I added that for trademark purposes because the name Snake was already taken. And ISO, which was formerly known as Killer Rel, then Reality, and it became ISO. And an artist, a Korean artist named MCE, kind of sounds like Eminem a little bit. He's real lyrical. And it was us three. We started around 2004 recording. And there's a little bit of the bio on the website, the snakehouserecords.com. But, you know, we've been grinding for a while. We got two releases in stores right now. The first one was ISO's solo project. It was called Snake House Records Presents The Reality Show. And that was a classic right there. And, you know, it's available on thatpiff.com also. But and also in Homer's Music out of Omaha. Then our second release, let's see, that was around 2007. And then 2009, I dropped my album, which was titled River City. And, you know, those were the two Snake House releases. Unfortunately, I was incarcerated in 2008. I dropped River City about 6 months into my incarceration, so, which was something I had worked on throughout the years and just had it pressed up and it dropped. And that was a classic also.
So you never really released an album outside of prison walls?
As a solo artist, no, but... ISO's album I released while I was out in 2007. Yes.
And now ISO, for those that don't know, he's part of Brain Sick with Twisted Insane, right?
Absolutely, yep.
And how did you hook up with ISO?
Well, you know, we go way back. You know, his mom, it goes all the way back before he was born, actually. His mom and my mom were friends out there and visit them. Then they moved back to Omaha. And, you know, since he was growing up, around the time he was around 14, I'd say, he would hit me up on the phone and be like, Snake, man, you got to put me in a track. You know, I got bars. And, you know, I didn't really take it serious because of how young he was. But eventually, just the hunger, I seen the hunger there. And I was like, let me hear something. And he spit something. And it was just phenomenal for his age, you know. It just, or just period, really. But it just surprised me how young he was and how talented he was. So at the time, I was dealing with Ethnix Music Group. Me and a couple other guys had started, and we brought him in on a couple features. But as soon as that fell off, because, you know, one of the guys moved to Oklahoma, you know, and they were slow dragging, I had to keep it moving and start Snake House Records. And, you know, and just showcased his music, and he just got better and better. You know, I kind of groomed him, taught him how to count bars. But, you know, I can't take nothing away from him. He learned his, he created his own style because, you know, back in the day, he used to kind of rap like he has a deep voice like I-20, you know, and his style was kind of like Crazy Bone. He was always rapping fast. So I was like, you know, slow it down. Put some punchlines in there. Throw that little East Coast flow in there. And he took it from there and just ran with it. And his flow's off the chain to this day. You know, he's getting better and better. He taught himself how to make beats. I mean, through high school, he was kind of, you know, he'd lock himself in his room and just make beats nonstop. And he got cold with that shit. He blew up.
Yeah, and you told him to put some East Coast in it. That shows me that you're a huge fan of hip-hop in general.
Absolutely.
What do you think of the state of hip-hop right now? A lot of people feel that it's pretty much on life support.
It's kind of gimmicky. I wouldn't really say it's on life support. I think mainstream rap is on life support. But there's plenty of music out there. It's just not getting promoted or, you know, there's a lot of diamonds in the rough, you know. Another spot where there's a lot of good talent is Waterloo, Iowa. You know, there's a lot of lyricists there. You know, Detroit, the Midwest has a lot of lyricism, but just overall, at the state of hip-hop, there's a lot of people in the game that's lyrical. It's just people are buying this gimmicky stuff because that's what's getting promoted the most. And a lot of these major labels are trying to make a quick dollar for a quick hit. And, you know, it's not just hip-hop. It's a lot of genres doing that now. It's not from the soul anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of people that are, you know, lyricists or, you know, actually putting their soul into it and that's not getting picked up by these labels are pushing their own music, you know, like myself. So, you know, we get these opportunities. It's great to, you know, for fans to understand and hear, you know, hear true music, you know, from the soul.
Yeah, oh yeah, most definitely. And, you know, just to think, here you are.
Yeah.
You just put out an album, you form a record label 4 years prior,
yeah.
And you get incarcerated. Here you are, you know, almost a decade later, you still have that same passion for the music.
Exactly.
What has kept you, you know what I'm saying, in the game, so to speak?
Okay, well, you know, let's see, what kept me in the game?
Or kept your interest in the game, I should say.
Oh, I just got that drive and just devotion to it because I'm not going to stop until I make it, you know. So even being locked up, I never let anything limit me or stop me. As long as there's a phone or the internet, you know, we got email in here, I reach out to the streets. I got a street team out there going nuts, pushing things, you know, put flyers out, music, done stuff over the phone. So just do as much as I can and at the same time sharpen my craft, writing more and more music since I've been down. So actually when I step out, I'm ahead in the game because I got like 6 albums worth of material. So, you know, as soon as I drop it, it's going to be hard for a lot of people to catch up with what I'm doing. But,
yeah.
And not even just the shine on anybody or nothing. It's just a lot of good music that I wrote that the world's going to get an opportunity to hear, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You know, you're being a lot of guys, you know what I'm saying, they go in the joint and whatnot,
yeah.
And, They don't make the best of their time. It sounds like you're really accomplishing a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, what about your website? Tell everybody what you know. Give them the address and what is on the website for them.
Okay, well, we got snakehouserecords.com. You know, it's showcasing the artists on the label right now. I cut the label down a little bit. It's just me, ISO, and King Frost. We got a couple other artists, MCE and Table. Well, I got a free album that I put out. It's called River City Reloaded, which is ISO's signed to Snake House Records and Brain Sick, so, you know, he could go over there and drop an album, and then he could drop an album with Snake House. You know, just the door's always been open since he was there from the beginning, you know, so even his Brain Sick stuff, I'll still promote it, you know what I mean, just because it's deeper than just business, because, you know, we go way back. And, you know, we love each other's talent, you know, so, and also there's upcoming things coming up, like The Campaign, which is a group album, me, Frost, and ISO, and, you know, just that right there is going to be something good for hip-hop. Pure lyrics, you know, back-to-back on some Wu-Tang type shit, you know.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Who, we got to get some of your influences. Who did you grow up listening to, and who did you like?
That's a good question. You know, I came up on Big L, Biggie. You know, Tupac also. I never been one of the types to feel like I had to choose between the two when they were going through their thing. That I liked the both. But, you know, I just came up on, to take it all the way back, Big Daddy Kane, you know, stuff like that. As time went on, Onyx, Daz FX, it's just a lot of influences throughout the years. You know, De La Soul, you know, and also a lot of the Midwest artists like Do or Die, Bone Thugs, you know, Twista, you know, that's the type of stuff that that was bumping back in the day in Omaha.
Oh, yeah.
And still to this day, you know, Adrenaline Rush, you know, that was a classic. Do or Die, Heads or Tails, that was a classic also, you know, on the street level and a little bit on a lyrical level also. But, you know, I'm kind of partial to the East Coast style, but, you know, like Eminem also, you know, just punchlines. I always like to hear punchlines and certain formats, like the way the Locks used to ride the beat, Jadakiss, you know, Styles P. DMX was hot back in the day. I really, you know, stuff like that is what I was listening to. D12, I feel like they didn't get their proper shine when they came out with Devil's Night. You know, to me that was a classic. But,
yeah.
You know, just a lot of people really.
Oh yeah, you can tell that you definitely soak up a lot of game from all over.
Yep.
You're not just limiting yourself to one box, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like a lot of artists do. What about, for the cats that haven't heard you, what about your style? They're going to get to hear you tonight on the show, but what about your style?
Well, I would describe my style as versatile because, you know, I could flip it one way, you know, the East Coast slow flow, you know, punchlines, and then I could flip it, you know, to a fast flow. I could just, when every time I write a beat, I try and write it differently every song so everything doesn't sound the same. It's just how I'm feeling at the moment. So the best way to describe it is versatile. And actually, I'll be able to let you guys hear something I'm working on right now for the upcoming album, Blackberry Kush, that's going to drop when I touch down. That later on in the show, I'll definitely spit that. So 16 and a half.
Yeah, tell us about the diss you did on the... you was on another radio show? You called into one, or...?
No, actually, that was... me and ISO was on a track, or was on the phone. And, you know, I was marinating on it for a while because it's kind of an old situation, but I'll kind of take it back to the, you know, where the original situation with Tyga. He did a show in Omaha, right?
Uh-huh.
And I guess the promoter had some opening acts, and when he got there, Tyga was kind of disrespectful to the local, you know, acts or whatever, saying, you know, ain't nobody going to open up for me, and I'm Tyga, this and that. So the promoter told the, you know, the local acts, hey, you know, you can't open now, sorry. So just the way he went about it, and then I guess they were throwing bottles on him, booing him, you know, booing him on stage or whatever. He called some people out, went outside, you know, tried to call some people out, and they tried to square up with him, fight, whatever. You know, these were some real street motherfuckers. He was disrespecting that shit in their hoods, you know. So, and he was in a little trouble, so, you know, they ran to the tour bus, whatever, drove off, got shot up. They missed him, hit somebody, and then some chick named Honey Cocaine. But I guess this chick made a song called Fuck Omaha or some shit. And just so I'm hearing about this, and this motherfucker's calling the radio station talking about, well, they lucky I even did a show there, and that's what rubbed me the wrong way, and how he was talking about the opening acts and local rappers in Omaha. So I felt it was on me to kind of respond to it or at least speak on it. And the dude's a sucker, you know, that's how I feel. And, you know, you come into my city talking some shit like that about local acts, and I just felt like I was the one that had to speak on it because nobody else did yet. And so that's what I did. That's just how I was feeling at the time. I was doing an interview with ISO on the phone. This was when I was in Fort Madison. And, you know, we're chopping it up. And I was like, hey, I got, you know, a little something for you, man. And I started spitting it. And just I was in my zone. And that's how I was feeling at the time. You know, he's a clown, he's a creepo, and a weirdo. You know, I don't even want to breathe too much light into him. That's just, that's what it was. And like I said, that's on River City Reloaded. It's on the website, you know, for anybody who wants to hear it. But, yeah, it's funny as hell.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt, man. Well, yeah, you can't let no one disrespect your city. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know. Now, you expect, when do you expect to be out again?
Well, God willing, this fall, you know. I've been up for parole since November, so I got to take this little class. It's called Thinking for a Change. And after that, it's a little three-month class. I got to wait for this out-of-state parole because I ain't going to do parole in Iowa. You know, it's a little shady out here and shit. You know, they be fucking with people and shit, sending them back quick. So I'm going to shoot to Omaha, get the out-of-state parole, and as soon as I touch down, I'll be ready to shoot a video, drop the album. Got the recording time already paid for, so everybody's just waiting.
Yeah.
Minute remaining.
Yeah, well, there we go. They're giving us the 1 minute remaining deal.
Yeah, I'm going to call right back.
Okay, cool, cool. That's what's up, man.
See, there you have part one of the interview. Very, very humble individual. You know what I'm saying? Snake.
I was all in tune and shit.
Yeah, you can get an idea of what. First of all, I like the fact that he's into all kinds of hip-hop. He's not just a one-dimensional guy. He pretty much likes a lot of the stuff from our era. You know what I mean? So he's in tune with what we're in tune with. You know, so I already know. I can tell by his music. The shit's off the chain. But, you know, we're going to conclude the interview. But first, you know, we're going to get off into a track or two. Actually, we got about four more tracks we're going to play, and then we're going to finish up this interview. And then we're going to talk about the Afrika Bambaataa situation because that needs to be addressed. Matter of fact, this Sunday in the Church of Reality, I already got my team ready for it. I hit up Saeed and Elaine and Skinny. We're going to do a show on this Afrika Bambaataa situation. So tune in this Sunday, UGSForLife.com, 9 p.m. Central to the Church of Reality. But, man, we're going to get off to this other snake track. This one right here is called Beef, also featuring Reality. Snake Lucci, we'll be right back.
A lot of niggas speaking what we talking about. Beef for me, we walk with heaters in the parking lot. Niggas ain't leaving with an awful lot. Robbing niggas, hip-hop heads stay feeling like they lost a rock. Jesus, I'm scorching hot. Caught a fire marshal, cause we don't need police. I give you reasons you could call the cops. Steven niggas all with Glocks. We don't need the baller block. I would never dream that we would be the niggas calling shots. Went from eating Wheaties in a smaller box without a kitchen table to me riding with a regime that's coming off your block. We all rappers like the sick movie. I spit spooky, I spit lookies, I'm this loony, I twist doobies, my split's juicy, it's so sticky that it sticks to me, like bitch groupie, I get booty, that's a pimp's duty, from the middle of the map, feel like ain't nobody spit to me.
Keep the heater by my side, and I don't sleep without it. Beef that I be in, it's not the type that you can eat it by. It's the reason every time I speak, they be like, he's the problem. He's been off his rocket since he was thought to be embodied. The reason behind it is people try to be the problem. Speak about me, homie, and I'll kill you, homie, pinky promise. Some people say I got an ego, he thinks he's the hottest. Y'all fools ain't on my level, dog, and I'm just being honest. I'm schizophrenic, my dude, my mind teeter-totters. And people envy me cause I can do like pizza parlors. I'm so fucking hungry, homie, that I can eat a carcass. But I get my energy from beef, a dog, I'm feeding off it. I pop magnum, fuck hoes and got magnum. Pop magnum, at your pop's Dodge magnum. You ain't trying to fuck with that. Cause when the Desi blast, you won't never last. Rock a punch of that. Like Pac said, my homeboy squabble, but we don't fall down. Guns no small rounds, and you can call me Doughboy. I carry dough by pounds. Enough bread to bake a cake to feed a whole small town. But I ain't bragging, I could bring a hoe to blow y'all down. Take a tour of the snake house and show y'all around. But if I send some animosity, we gon' draw down. You can call me Snowman, I make the snow fall down. I can have you murdered in a single phone call now. This ain't a death threat, we amigos, bro, calm down. I'll let you know my capabilities before y'all clown. Intended to tell your truths to hold y'all ground. Y'all sensitive situation in these so-called grounds. Born thorough, I don't know how niggas mold y'all now. You a pussy and you niggas need to grow balls now. It's like the murder capital in Omaha right now.
I'm in the hood where niggas can't stand bush. It's difficult for criminals to stick them up and push. It's such a miracle that I can still get my hands shook. Get on the mic and spit this lyrical handbook. Instead of selling dope, I'm gonna spit to my fans hook. Cause when I'm in a jam, I'm putting cash in my damn book. When I put out my hand, not a man look.
My homie told me they had a hit out against you. I ain't a bad boy, but with a Western loaded joke, I'm willing to smith you. It's public enemy's issue. My nigga really is simple. How would you feel if you killed and you had a sentence against you? Homie, I scope you with an M10. Though the bitches give me, you hoping I don't get it? I ain't Oprah, but I went free, irrelevantly riding. Cause I'm the type of nigga to kill you. I talk to you and have the evidence inside you.
Fed searching through my rhymes with a fine tooth comb under microscopic lenses. I am the apprentice, I'll never be apprehended. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. Coming after me is senseless. Ain't nobody coming as thorough as when I spit this. Snake nigga put the whole world on my hit list. Oh, with me, I represent this. I am gifted. Opposed to me is suicide, like walking with your wrist slit.
Yeah, killers, gorillas, keeping criminals dying. Pumping more hot rocks than a brick to an iron. Spitting subliminal lines, flip nickels to dimes. And move more cake and weight than a bitch on the diet. Causing vigorous riots, slip a clip. Spinning an eye quick, matches in your gas tank, slitting your tires. I'm a witness to violence, seen shit that'll frighten you. Don't wanna see it, my nigga, stitch up your eyelids.
I ain't 50, nigga, I don't need toy soldiers. I fight my own battles and I strike like a cobra. I got shit to wake you niggas up like Folgers. Niggas talk, but when they see the llama, they fold up, froze up. More nuts than those fucks. The show bus, have your hoes touched for 4 bucks. From smokers in the alley with no rush, I have no trust. Half your rap is your flow, son.
Yo, the fiends around creeping for your wallet. Fuck around and catch a bullet. Quicker than Malcolm for reaching in my pocket. Nigga, beef is what you call it, yeah. And if your girl's your money maker, might as well say that I'm sleeping with your profit. My suggestion is to keep it where you got it. Cause I know you don't wanna be surrounded by killers, G's, and alcoholics. Yo, believe it, I'm the hottest. Cause this rap game of basketball without Killer Rellis, Rashid without the Wallace one. Yeah.
Snake Killer House. Snake. Snake House.
Snake House.
Yeah. Snake House.
Coming soon, yo.
Snake House.
Holla at you, boy.
Snake. Yo, the Snake House.
I see you, nigga. We're going to hit with this one. We're taking over this local shit now.
Message before entering a selection. To accept this call, press 5. To refuse this call, hang up now. To block this call and all future calls, press 9. You may enter a selection now. You may begin speaking now.
Hello.
Yeah. So you was telling me that you was gonna spit a freestyle. What were you saying?
Actually, it's a written one of the first singles of the album Blackberry Kush is called Straight Shot.
Oh hell yeah, hell yeah, that's what's up.
Now, I don't do subliminals. I don't sneak this. I don't mask at this. At every direction like Asterix. I'm wrecking the track like I crashed the whip. I went from half a brick to cash I spent, then behind the wall while y'all out on the average shit, to touchdown dropping classic hits like acid trips. Reptile like I'm on that Lake Placid shit. I eat rappers like a bag of chips, smash them quick, flashy niggas get blasted when my savages lick. Battle my click, I'm on my forward lateral quick, that straight shots for your flannel with six. I'm a good criminal, hood general, could get at you, would spit at you. I am at my pinnacle, stood lyrical. I guess I surprised myself. Never had to hide my wealth or disguise myself. This mic don't change me, my life's so crazy. My stripes don't faze me, life should be about wifey and baby. But that soft white paid me, enticed me, enslaved me. Wouldn't trade my life wouldn't trade me. I never glorify life or Russian roulette. I just paint a picture of a life I love and respect. These other rappers never shot a gun but love them to death. Never done a stretch or put in work but yelling a set. I'm willing to bet they couldn't walk a mile in my Chris Lutes. They couldn't mentally prepare for the trips too. The penitentiary a bear with them legs too. I stand tall, man, I swear I feel like 6'2". Straight shots at a nigga. Feeling like I finna break blocks for my hitters. They gon' turn into that straight drop in the kitchen. Can't knock what I'm kicking, they not competition. I let my subconscious mind soar to heights, my mind roams. My mind's blown, I upgrade like iPhones. If you smart watch, I change like time zones. I pave the high road to fame with limestone. I'm brave and I'm grown, I spray at my clones. I'm blaze, yes, I'm stone, haze that I've grown. I'm amazed at the way my mind design blows. Ain't no ricochet strays, I'm home. This is a no-fly zone. I'm too fly, too high, too dry, but I fly low. You got tatted tears, what you crying for? Your bitch ready to bob like it's a sideshow. That's just a little preview right there for you.
Man, you going off on it. See, that's what I'm talking about. You have them bars, and you got that delivery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What?
A whole lot more to come, too. I got manila envelopes full of tracks like that.
So, I mean, basically, when you touch down,
yeah.
I mean, you're ready to get on some Tupac shit and just start knocking out some tracks.
Hell yeah.
You know.
As a matter of fact, they got a studio here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just recorded a song called Zika with a couple of guys in here. One of them by the name of Richie Rich. You know, the engineer's name's Produce out of Cedar Rapids. But that should be on the website here soon, too, when I send it out. It's getting mastered right now. So, you know, I'm not going to wait till I get out. I'm starting now, so.
That's very important because
yeah.
You always got to be a few steps ahead of the game,
so,
you know. Now, when you do come out, are you gonna work with other cats in Omaha, or are you gonna take the show on the road? What are your plans as far as?
You know, I'm working on organizing a tour called the Kush Fest to promote, you know, Blackberry Kush the album. You know, things are gonna be moving fast. As soon as I touch down, I'm gonna record a couple of singles, shoot a couple videos, and then continue recording the album, which should only take a couple weeks. And then just organize some shows. I got some money, you know, left over to push into just pushing the album and the tour. And, you know, working on the campaign album. And then there's another one with me and ISO called Face Off the Album that we're going to be working on. So just a lot of back-to-back stuff going on. And, you know, right now ISO's about to drop Autophobia here in about a month or so. That's one of his Brainstick releases, and I'm featured on that. I did a track over, you know, over the phone, a little verse for him, and also featuring C Murder. So that track is called OG. So, you know, we're moving fast.
Now, C Murder, you know, I've interviewed him before in the Murder Dog. Shout out to C Murder.
Absolutely.
Hopefully he comes home soon. Do you have any contact with him? Have you been able to write back and forth with him at all? Or?
Well, you know, against the rules to do that, you know, we're both incarcerated, but, you know, there's ways to maneuver. But what I can say is, you know, he shows some love, you know, shout out to C Murder for showing love for that C Murder shout out that he did for River City Reloaded. Basically, we're in contact with his manager that, you know, shoot a little something to him and shoot something to us, you know, and send word back and forth. And right now he's in a little trouble. You know, he just dropped that thing with Boosie called Penitentiary Chances, and they're trying to figure out how did he do it, you know, so I don't want to shed too much light into anything, you know, get nobody in trouble, but
you know, we're making moves, man. We ain't letting this penitentiary stuff stop us. We're still grinding, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, most
better. You know, he's legendary, you know, so I appreciated the cosign. You know, we're part of the same struggle, and we're birds of a feather, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Hopefully he gets out very soon, as well as yourself.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, you've been in there 8 full years. I imagine you met some guys with some talent in there. Is there, you know, anybody in there that you might be working with in the future? Or?
Well, you know, unfortunately, a couple of these guys have life sentences that are really talented, and one of them is in Nebraska State Penitentiary. His name is D-Ray the Stunner, and this dude is so lyrical, it's crazy. He's like another, like Wayne, but just on a different level, like a cross between Wayne and Jay-Z. Straight punchlines, and you know he's true to what he's rapping about because he's in there for it. And you know, his bars will really never see the light of day because he's incarcerated. But what I want to do is probably do something over the phone when I get out and get him on that campaign album. That's the plan right now. And they have a studio there, but it's nothing like the one here. We got Pro Tools and shit here. And like I said, the engineer Produce, you know, he was doing the shit on the streets. He had a multi-million-dollar studio out there in Cedar Rapids, so he knows what he's doing. So it's real crisp here. Too bad D-Ray out there in Nebraska doesn't have that kind of equipment, or he'd be, man, it'd blow your mind if you heard him. But out here, there's a couple guys, too. There's one named Martyr Maze and another guy named Grump. They were just in the studio with me today checking it out while I was recording Zika. And I heard some of their stuff, too, man. They're going hard in the paint. But like I said, for out here in Iowa, the most lyrical ones I've heard was out of Waterloo, Iowa. You know, and a couple out of Des Moines, Richie Rich out of Des Moines. So, you know, they're out here, just scattered around. There's a lot of talent in here. I met some good R&B singers too. So, but a lot of the people I'm networking with is actually out there. And as far as Omaha, you know, I'll be working with artists like Fast Black, you know, Saint Mike, and other artists on that level. You know, they're on a lyrical level. You know, like I am in ISO. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And as far as outside of Omaha, you know, I'm looking forward to some features. I'm thinking about featuring Hell Rel on Blackberry Kush, Hell Rel from Dipset. So, yeah, we're just working, man. We're staying busy. Grinding.
Blackberry Kush, that's going to be the your next album?
Yes. Yep. That's the one I'm going to be working on. And then the campaign is the group album with me, ISO, and King Frost. And that's called Savage Dreams.
And it, and are you trying to drop these in 2016 or 2017?
Well, it depends on if I get paroled in fall, like I hope I am. It should be 2016, but worst case scenario, 2017, the beginning. So, you know, we're perfectionists, so we don't want to just put out something too quick. You know, we're gonna take our time. But you know, man, ISO when he records, man, it. We recorded the reality show in like 3 days. And then that, I mean, if you could hear it front to back, that was a classic in 3 days. So, in River City, you know, I took my time here and there because I had one foot in the streets, you know, one in the booth. So, you know, I'll jump in the studio every once in a while and record it. And so that's really a collection from 04 all the way to 07, and then a couple of tracks from 08 before I was incarcerated and released in 09. So, a lot of those songs are a lot older. But it's just a collection of stuff I've done throughout the years.
And they still, you know what I'm saying, to this day, it don't matter if they're,
yeah,
you know, 10 years old or not, they still, I mean, they're killing the shit that's out today.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's why I released River City Reloaded on the website for free. Just, you know, it's not, I mean, it is about the money here and there, but at the same time, it's about getting it heard, letting it see the light of day, and giving the fans an opportunity to see the, you know, good music that we worked on. You know, when I step out, it's going to be a whole lot more new stuff we're working on. And I'm going to try and shoot ISO a little verse, another verse for his album he's dropping called Autophobia. But like I said, that should be out here in a month or two. So, yeah, as I believe, Twisted Insane is going to be featured on that. I think Bleezo and Mitchie Slick might be on there. He's getting the track list together right now. But, yeah, that's going to be a hot one, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good to know, you know, you guys got all this stuff on deck. You got stuff coming out. You got stuff coming out in the future. And you got stuff already available at your website. Give them that website again.
Make sure you check out SnakeHouseRecords.com. Make sure you hear that Snake Bucci album, River City Reloaded. I got the album River City stores now at Homer's Music in Omaha or CD Warehouse in Lincoln. And on that CD, I just go by Snake. It was before the Lucci part. So you can order that online through their website. Just Google them stores. And also the 402, another store in Lincoln where you could get it, or the CD Warehouse in Des Moines, Iowa. And then the reality show, which is ISO's album, Snake House Records Presents the Reality Show, is available at Homer's Music. You can order that off of their website also. And also you can find that at thatbiff.com. And then, you know, what's to come, like I said, we got Snake Lucci, the album Blackberry Kush. That's going to be the first release once I touch down. We got the campaign, Savage Dreams, King Frost. He's going to be doing his thing, ISO and me. Like I said, ISO has the Autophobia. That's the Brain Sick release, but, you know, I'm still going to plug him for it because that's my dog. And also, I'm working on a novel. It's actually finished up here, and it's titled Damula. It's one of the realest street hood novels you'll ever find. I'm telling you, this is...
A novel?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Now, is it completed or what?
Well, I'm down to, like, a couple chapters left. I'm kind of wrapping it up right now, but, yeah, it's official, man. It's from the streets. From, you know, you can tell when you read a hood novel that's exaggerated, or, you know, obviously it's not a true story because that'd be incriminating for somebody. But, you know, it just tells a story from a way that only someone who lived it can understand. And it kind of follows a character who's kind of mixed with Hispanic and black, and he's part of a Hispanic organization or whatever, and he's a dope game, gets locked up, gets out. I don't want to give too much away, but it's just a hood novel where, you know, he blows up in the game, and it just follows. It's a trail of blood money, so Damula is a play with words, mix of Swahili and Spanish, you know, Damula, blood money. So, man, it's a good one.
So, you're coming with music, you're coming with books.
Absolutely.
All, like you said, you ain't letting the penitentiary hold you down. All while you're on the inside, you know, you're able to formulate the plan to execute all this when you get out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's dope. That's dope. A lot of guys, you know what I'm saying, they're not even thinking like that.
Yeah.
You know, so when you hit the bricks, you want to hit the bricks running. I feel you.
Absolutely. I got to make up for some lost time legit this time. You know, I'm used to fast money, so I got to figure out, you know, I had to figure out how am I going to do this legit, and this is how you do it.
Yeah.
That's what Twista was talking about when he said legit balling. He was for real about that. But,
yeah.
You know, as far as the shout outs, I want to shout out my guy ISO, MCE, King Frost, Table, White J Keys, Arsonist, DJ Deep Freeze out there in the East Coast, Game Time Records, Fast Black, So Serious Records, Stilo, Latin Threat, Diz Latin, Lon Meezy, Afterlife, St. Mike, Buck Bowen, DJ Strong Arm, Fonzo, DJ Votto, you know, shout out to one of the baddest bitches in the game, Aisha Diaz. There's another one a lot of people sleeping on that's coming up in the Vixen game. It's got model material. You know, she's got potential. Her name's Desiree Maguya. And, you know, you guys probably see more of her here soon. It's modeling business. But free the homie Mousy, rest in peace, Sleepy. Free Smiley, Pulgas, Warrior, Cartoon, Creeper, Kuruko, Chino, D-Ray, the Stunner, out in NSP, JD, Scrappy, Weddle, Ghost, Outlaw, Goat, all in ISP. You know, Piro Campo, Southern Pandilleros, Toro Bitia Materos. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
Well, first off, man, hell of an interview. I really appreciate you, you know, even reaching out to us, man. That means a lot.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
To me, any platform I can, you know, get my voice heard, and, you know, it's back and forth, man. And, you know, I remember stuff like this, so as I blow up, you know, I'm always going to shout you out. And, you know, I'll be back. Hopefully next time when I'm touched down on the street.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Snake Lucci. Snake House Records. You know what I'm saying? Before we went to the second part of the interview, you actually heard Lyrical Ambush and, you know what I'm saying, Beef, both featuring Reality, but you're also going to hear Threat, and we got the Chopped and Screw version of Face Off coming up soon. So we're gonna get off into that. But man, it was a huge honor to interview Snake Lucci, make sure to go to snakehouserecords.com. Also, make sure to hit up ugsforlife.com. Check out the review of the album River City, which is available right now. You can get it, I believe, over at snakehouserecords.com, or you know, he mentions some stores that it's in. If you want a hard copy, I'm sure it's available online. He's got some other stuff out, and he's working. He's working with, you know, saying Tommy Uno too, who's
what's that black brain sick?
Yeah, Twisted Insane, who we just had on the show not too long ago. So I mean, he's doing a lot of things, man. I can't wait till this guy actually hits the bricks and comes home and is able to network. We'd love to have him back on the show again and see how he's doing in the free world. But we're going to get off into this song, Threat, featuring Reality, Snake Lucci, Snake House Records, snakehouserecords.com, Omaha, Nebraska. Then we're going to get back and we're going to talk about this Afrika Bambaataa situation. This is getting out of hand. We really need to address this. So we're going to talk about that, maybe a few other things, so don't go nowhere. Murder Master Music Show, episode 262, Snake Lucci.
260?
Yeah. Snake House.
This is dedicated to all you hating ass bitches.
Reality on the beat.
You thought you knew me?
Snake. Titus.
You got it twisted, boy. You gonna learn, no.
It's that real this time around.
I burn slow.
Yeah, you fuck around and get blasted with the tech. While you cashing your check with a cast on your neck. Make your ass hit the deck. Make you fly high like Jim Jones and make your soul astro project. Put a gash in your chest. Laugh with the rest. Got a mask and a vest. Then I stab you to death. Snake Titus Reality. Clash with the best. Midwest, Omaha, Nebraska. We rep. Feel it. I murder you niggas and have no regrets. And never be a rapper that's kissing ass for respect. Fuck what you've been through. My bullets are blend through your temple. And I got more diesel than Ben do. Send the Grim Reaper to get you. This dude. Leave you with more than a chip tooth when I get through. 45 my jump shot, make you fade away. I'm on the side, gun cock, finna aim and spray.
Anytime you see me, I'm a threat. I'm making no fake MCs, it's a check. So fuck you ever think that you will get respect.
Will drown you out like a baritone. Realest artist from the older the tone that'll bury bones. Never selective, be arrogant while he dropping bombs. Shooting walls three times and loads more than Barry Bonds. Some still ask if Titus was abused as a kid. I put their face to the canvas faster than Houston did. About to let the world know they ain't fucking with my steady kid. Meet him in a showdown, have him dancing like Teddy did. I make a grown ass man feel like a kid again. Split their girlfriend's ribs, are we a gentleman? I sold the trees, it was limb to limb like a PS3. You still a window shopping just like when you was three. I make it well known that all of y'all are my mini-me's. Get the fuck back at the table until you finish these. So don't sleep on me, I'm stretching out like a lobby fan. You tired ass rappers can leave the game in a body bag.
Anytime you see me, I'm a threat. I'm making all fake MCs, it's a check. So fuck you ever think that you will get respect. Cause remember I got that right.
In the water, my niggas to roll your boat, and they ask for reality. Subsequently, an overdose. A government got us wondering why, like a chromosome. So them sons of bitches hung at the top of a totem pole. Reality check. Look at the box and the total votes, and death is free like 100 numbers. So what's the total toll? I hope we clear that I'm zipping through like a postal code, and I can see through you bogus hoes like them phony Jordans. No harm intended, cause even some of my homies for them North High students is actors like Macaulay Culkin. I float in oceans like an ochre boat. You know the 40 down and blow your ligaments in and out like the hokey pokey. I sold some coke, it was hand to hand like remote controllers. Power controller, the dog waters, we roll like oceans. Extraterrestrial, you're falling home like a Motorola. Shut your fucking plot hole, and can it like a Coca-Cola, nigga.
Anytime you see me, I'm a threat. I'm making all fake MCs, it's a check. Don't fuck you ever think that you will get respect. Just remember, I got that rider in my car from the beginning to my death. Anytime you see me, I'm a threat. I'm
episode 262, about to be in the books. Shout out to the homie Snake Lucci, Free Snake Lucci. Check him out, Snake Lucci. Check him out over at SnakeHouseRecords.com. And make sure you go to UGSForLife.com. Check out the review of River City. And if you want to write to him, hit him up. His name is Mario Calloway, Calloway, 665-7725. ASP 406 North High Street, Anamosa. It's Anamosa, Iowa 52205. You know what I'm saying? If you want to write them, you know what I'm saying, send him a letter. Let him know what you thought about his music. Let him know what you thought about the show. You know, lift his spirits up a little bit, help motivate him so he can get done doing his time and get the hell out of there. But we're going to play one more song before we get out of here. It's actually the Chopped and Screwed version of Face Off. Face Off was a song that we opened up the show with after the intro. But before we do, we got a few things to talk about. First and foremost is Afrika Bambaataa situation. Now, I want to say this, Mac, before we even say anything, because we're going to actually do a show about this Sunday on the Church of Reality. But by no means anybody here saying that Afrika Bambaataa is guilty of these accusations. Right now, all we're doing is hearing what you are hearing. We're hearing all these different people come forward with their opinions. In no way is their opinions reflect on anything that the Murder Master Music Show thinks or UGS Radio as a whole. So, you know, basically, we want to get to the bottom of it just like the rest of you do. You know what I'm saying? But as it stands right now, I'm just going to kind of bring you up to speed. First, it was a couple of allegations, and I believe Bambaataa initially addressed the first few, if I'm not mistaken. But then people started coming out of the woodworks. You know, people that supposedly that he knew, including most recently his bodyguard. Now, the guy Star from Star and Buckwild, they broke it. You called in there. You actually got through. You were able to speak about it. What are your thoughts, man? Because now it's looking like there's hundreds of people that supposedly were, you know, molested at some point in time, according to his former, I can't even pronounce his name. His last name is Ali Bey. Let's just say that. His former bodyguard or whatever, Ali Bey, is the one that said, this is one of the quotes. He said this on the radio the other day. I could say I walked in on stuff and said, what the fuck is going on? There are things that I saw that confirmed it for me. Everyone knows these allegations go back to the early 70s. There's always a boy in the house. This is what Ali Bey told Star. When he leaves and gets home, there's always a boy there. I've seen them camped, asking him for money. He travels with late teens. Those are the ones that he takes overseas with him. When I went with him on tour in the States, I'd stay in one room and he would have boys in the room with him. Since the 70s, it's been hundreds. It's been hundreds. That's what this guy is saying. Ali Bey, this was his bodyguard. I don't know if obviously it was. I don't think he still is his bodyguard. But anyway, okay, here's my thing. Here's my issue I have with hip hop right now, especially anybody that knew about this. If this is true, and this guy just said this has been going on since the 70s, people have known about this since the 70s. Why the fuck haven't anything been done about this? Why hasn't anything been said about this? And also early in the week, KRS-One was on an interview. He was on Noriega show. I forget what it's called. But supposedly he said something along the lines of, when asked about the allegations, I don't give a fuck. He clarified that earlier in the week. He made a statement saying that that was taken out of context or whatever. But I heard the interview, and before he said that, he was talking about don't take away what this man did for hip hop and blah blah blah. First of all, fuck what anybody did for hip hop. If this shit is true, who gives a fuck what this guy did for hip hop? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, any form of entertainment, period. If there's some serious allegations like this, and other people know about it in the entertainment industry, and they don't do anything, you're just as guilty as the guy. You're just as guilty as the guy himself. Now, again, did he do this? Time will tell, but right now things are starting to pile up. What are your thoughts on it, man? Mac is out of here. I guess we lost Mac. But yeah, we're going to be talking more about this on Sunday, actually on the Church Reality. That'll be 9 p.m. Central, UGSForLife.com. Make sure you tune in for that. We're going to actually have an in-depth conversation about this. And we're going to we're going to try to get to the bottom of this. Maybe we could have some of his peers on the show and get their opinions about it too, because I represent hip-hop. I've been doing it for many years. You know, of course, my co-host Mac J, he's been doing it now for years himself. It deeply fucks with me knowing that somebody possibly could have been molesting hundreds of kids. That's like we talk about that on the church a lot, about priests in the Catholic Church that cover up a bunch of things. This could be the Sandusky of hip-hop. You know, that's what it's looking like. Hopefully, they get down to the answers and people get justice, because if somebody did this since the 70s, chances are they're still doing this now. You know what I mean? So you definitely need to watch out, you know, for the fact that kids could be getting, you know what I'm saying, hurt right now as we speak. And that's why you need to address this seriously. And if I was Bambada and I was innocent, like I said at the beginning of the show, I would do anything and everything I could to clear my name. I would take upon every interview that was offered. I would want to speak about this and, make sure that people know I was innocent rather than not say anything. Because when you don't say anything about all these allegations and all these people coming forward and you just keep quiet about it, that's kind of almost like saying something else, if you know what I mean. But we'll talk about this Sunday. Also, be on the lookout, too, every Saturday. Mac J and Velvet Rose, they've got a new show coming out. It's going to be a variety talk show, you know what I'm saying, comedy, kind of along the lines of KFYB. You know, but they're going to add their own flavor to it and come up with their own thing. And so be looking out for that. That's coming real soon. That should be, we should have that up here in a few weeks, hopefully. Other than that, just keep fucking with us, UGSForLife.com. Make sure to tune in Sundays. And we should have a slaughter hour for you real soon. And then we're working on getting more guests on the Murder Master Music Show. We're reaching out to a lot of people that we have never had on the show before. So keep checking the websites. Make sure you go to the YouTube page, Reverb Nation, the Twitter, all that stuff. And keep supporting the show. Because like I said, we're doing this for you, coming out of our pocket. We don't have the big conglomerate backing of a DJ Vlad or a Breakfast Club or any of those other shows. So, it's definitely an uphill battle what we're doing, but we've steadily been climbing. you know, we're going to keep climbing. But once again, I want to thank Snake, Lucci, SnakeHouseRecords.com. Shout out to everybody in Omaha, Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? There's definitely a dope hip-hop scene out there. Make sure you check out the review of River City. That's going to be right there, UGSForLife.com. You know, make sure you, you know what I'm saying, go to Snake House Records and get that album. And we're going to leave here one more Snake Lucci track. This is actually the chopped and screwed version to Face Off. You know what I'm saying? So enjoy this, and we will see you soon. Keep going to the website, UGSForLife.com. Peace.
Yeah. Snake House Records, my nigga. I done brought a nigga with me that's, he on that real thugged out shit, you know what I'm saying? Once you go let them niggas know what you're
coming with a vision to hit you niggas with nothing but militant, never hesitant, bringing it to you, I'm gonna bring it, man, yeah. Lyrically, I'm the president, Snake House, lyrically murder you with no evidence, cause I'll be damned if I lose in the game, people say I lost cause I'm losing my brain, I'm a home with niggas in the news every day, pull up on niggas and watch I put the loose to his pace, I gotta make it in the land of the lost, I'm big like a past Detroit, and if it's last, it's my blast toy, cause I ain't never gonna stop, it's an off like I'm cast Detroit, I'm in a zone, yeah. I see too many niggas die in the game, but I know I'm surviving the game, so when I'm alive on the stage, show a nigga some love, cause otherwise why is it tame? Too many people hating, it drives me insane. I'm letting it slide in your veins. Put your hands high to the sky, if you're sick of that 9 to 5, listen every night, every day, cause I know I gotta make it in this rap game. Cause I'm in the fast, I ain't feeling there's no feeling the track. And niggas all in the face in the back, and I'm the king, and I'm coming for the crown, I ain't giving it back. Ain't a place to max, so nigga face the facts, the real stopper when a snake attacks. I built this from the ground up, tell me if you what you need, give me money, please, let me lace the track. I got a story to tell, I'm trying to reach every one of you, and plus, I'm trying to put my city on the map. So if you have between me and that, yeah. It's a face off, so I'm carrying my city on my back.
Yeah. You don't wanna face off, you don't wanna face off, wanna face off, we'll face off. You don't wanna face off, reality is late. You don't wanna face off, we'll face off. We keep it going, man.
Sometimes I feel like everybody, and niggas fucking with the Coca-Cola on a motor.
to roll the lane every time the show can go. And I'm hoping to hope to know you, cause I'm probably sitting on the couch, hold the remote control, the Omaha, Nebraska, the ozone. Ice cream man, he's gonna get a snow cold. I ain't Master P, but I'm mad, and I'm a hustle, and I gotta get my flows on. And I'ma rip a nigga's face off if a nigga wanna start with me, cause you don't wanna boss to me if you ain't even got a heart to be. A real nigga, do him like BG, don't talk to me.
You don't wanna face off. You don't wanna face off. We wanna face off. We'll face off. You don't wanna face off. Reality is late. You don't wanna face off. We'll blow your face off. We choose to get it made. We choose to get it made. Yeah, we choose to get it made. We choose to get it made. Reality is late. The face off, baby, it's the face off. Yeah, Snake House Records coming for you for the 06. To my nigga Snake, stay free. One love.